Hey guys, how are you feeling this week? Feeling good? Well, welcome back to another episode of the Finding Your Freedom podcast, episode 2. Super exciting, and it's 2:11, which is not a special day. That's just when I'm recording it, and tomorrow will be 2:12. But relating to that, Valentine's Day is coming up. How are you guys feeling about that? I would love to hear about that. I'm really excited, and I hope wherever you are, if you're in a relationship, if you're single, you're just excited to celebrate love and just to kind of reframe Valentine's Day of a place of, you know, if you're single, maybe it's time for self-love, or it's time for kind of a night with your girls or with your best guy friends just to show your love for them. Or maybe it's time to spend time with your family. And if you are in a relationship, you know, kind of just thinking outside of the box and doing something that just really reminds you guys of how special your relationship is. So yeah, I am excited for Valentine's Day. I hope you are too. And yeah, I'd love to just hear what you guys are doing. I'm excited. So just in terms of other things, I've gotten a little bit of feedback from the last podcast. And yeah, I really, really appreciate that. And yeah, it's been really exciting for me to hear people say that they enjoyed it. So I would love to just hear, you know, any more feedback that you guys are having. But yeah, so reflecting kind of on last week's episode, I listened to it a few more times. And to be honest with you guys, I recorded it probably like 3 times. Felt like I couldn't get the story quite right in telling it because there were a lot of internal shifts, not a lot of kind of external actions that were happening until I decided to leave for San Diego. So I struggled a little bit to tell it in a congruent way. But I guess from some of the feedback that I've heard, people liked it and didn't think that, I guess. But yeah, so instead of diving straight into 2019, straight into driving across the country and back, which you guys will hear about soon, I decided to do a little episode about some of the core lessons that I learned in 2018 when I kind of started doing the work. And these would be kind of the lessons I probably started to learn around September of that year when I was finally slowing down and really just having time to kind of let intuitive guidance or let whatever needed to come through come to me and just kind of get the clarity that I was needing. That in the beginning of the year, I was so busy that I didn't have time for that. So yeah, I'm going to break it down into a couple lessons that I learned during that little 4-month period at the end of 2018 and make this a shorter episode this week. And then next week's episode, episode 3, will be all about 2019 and my story then. So yeah, someone reached out to me and said that they love the breath thing, so I'm gonna do that again because I could also need it. I'm excited for this podcast, but I don't know about you guys, but it's been kind of a crazy day. It's been a crazy Tuesday. Yeah, so definitely gonna take some grounding breaths if you guys would like to join me. So to start out, just gonna do one breath in through my nose and exhale, really releasing the rest of the day and just grounding and getting ready to receive whatever you need from this episode. I don't think I said it last week, but as far as whatever I'm sharing, take whatever resonates with you and then leave the rest. So yeah, gonna do one more breath in through the nose and exhale, releasing whatever you need to from your day, from your Tuesday, from whenever you happen to be listening to this episode. Okay, so we'll break it into lesson one. So I'm just going to kind of name the lessons and then kind of describe how they related to my life and yeah, just see where that goes. So lesson one was probably one of the first things. They're going to be chronological too. So the first thing I kind of realized when I started to slow down, and it was realizing that in the following months or even following years that I had not been trusting my intuition and that it had gotten me into situations that were not making me happy. And this kind of showed up for me in I was considering leaving a restaurant job, and I really did not want to leave, but quote, practically, that sounded like the right decision. And I just asked, you know, when you have a decision and, you know, you might have like a gut feeling about what the right decision is, and then you ask 20 million other people, and then you have no idea what you actually felt about the decision. So yeah, that was what happened to me. I just didn't trust myself, and specifically, I guess with this transition kind of into adulthood, I don't think I trusted myself to make good financial decisions. And I think, you know, sometimes that can be the case and ask for guidance about certain things, but I don't think that was the case for me. And I ended up leaving a job that I was frustrated at, but I think I would have been happier if I probably stayed at that job, and then ended up kind of being at a place where I was a lot less happy and the schedule didn't work for me and kind of the clientele didn't work for me. And after a week, I was the newness, I liked it for like a week, and then I was like, I actually hate this. So that was something I really realized for me. And then from that, I kind of quit the job after realizing that I was could not stay there any longer, kind of being in San Diego. And I think too, something that's just important with your intuition is it is important to take action, but I think it's also just important to listen and to know that you don't have to immediately take action. And especially, you know, in terms of financial things, I know like everyone isn't in a position where you can just quit a job that you know you're unhappy with, but even if it feels hard to have that information, I think it's still really valid to know that you're unhappy and then kind of work towards that new job or that new thing versus lying to yourself about being happy. I think it's really important to tell yourself the truth and listen to that little voice. So kind of the second lesson or the second thing I was learning was, and this was probably more in Talktober, it was learning to kind of accept healing or to accept that something was what that, I don't know why this is hard to say, accepting that something wasn't okay or accepting that something was wrong. And that was a big lesson for me because I think I kind of grew up in a way where I wasn't super comfortable with emotions or expressing my emotions. And I think a lot of people in our society, it's like, don't let anyone know you're not okay, or just like hold it together and pretend that everything's okay. And if I just keep pretending that everything's okay, then it's gonna be okay. And that's just like such, It's just like such a crappy mentality that our I'm having a hard time speaking right now, that our society has. Yeah, because it just, honestly, it just makes you feel worse and worse when you're ignoring these kind of internal, like, emotional cues that you are not okay, and just putting on this face like everything's fine. So I think that was a big step for me in really accepting that I wasn't okay and kind of opening the door and allowing myself to dive into kind of some of this pain and sadness and anxiety and kind of like what this meant or what this could be telling me. And yeah, I think kind of going back to the society thing, like I think in our society too, we kind of need to make, and I think it's getting a little bit better with kind of acceptance of mental health, but I think we need to get better at having conversations about just, you know, not being okay sometimes, and that that's fine, and that throughout life, like, you're going to go through harder times, and it's okay to be going through, like, a darker season or a season where you're just really having to grow a lot, and yeah, that it's just a little bit more challenging. Okay, so for the third lesson, so this was something that I kind of learned or kind of touched on in my medical anthropology class, but the idea behind this was, which it might be controversial, but that belief is one of the most important aspects in healing. And you can kind of see this in research also, like in neuroscience research and psychology research about the placebo effect and stuff like that. And just the idea that if you believe something is going to work, that it will work. And with different diseases, if you believe that it is possible to heal, then you can heal. So for me, it was really, I had to like cling onto this little ball of light and hope that healing was possible, that I wasn't going to feel, that I wasn't going to feel like that the rest of my life, that I wasn't going to be this anxious, that I wasn't going to be this lost, that there wasn't going to be this much pain, that I was going to be able to get through this. And that was really, really big for me in realizing that and kind of anchoring into that as devoting to healing. Okay, so this one I kind of touched on in the beginning, saying that I slowed down, but I think this is important to go through a little bit more. But it's the idea of allowing yourself when you're lost or in like a tough place to slow down and get curious about it and not to avoid it. I think this was a huge thing for me, because the whole rest of the summer I knew that something wasn't exactly right in how I felt. Like, I didn't feel like myself. I didn't feel good. But kind of all the insight and intuitive hits and like what to do and trusting myself and all of these things came through me when I gave myself the space to kind of be introspective and kind of get curious on a lot of the things that I was feeling. So for the next thing, this kind of relates to one of the reasons that I came home for the summer. And I think I touched on this in the podcast episode before, but if not, it is important. So I'm glad I'm touching on it now. But basically that I had to find and reconnect with my creative self that I had grown up with, that from being in school and being so busy and pre-med and all of that stuff, that I had lost like a really big core part of myself. I also don't know if you could just hear that, but that was my email. Let me know if you guys could hear that. Anyway, so that was a huge thing for me because in undergrad I was so busy that I really felt like I'd lost that part of myself and I needed the time to be out of the academic space and just really connecting to my creative self through spending time in nature and photography and art and poetry and music and just really getting back into all of those things and the things that I really felt like I had lost. So if you feel like you've been so busy with your career or your job and you're not making space for your creative self or you're kind of not having hobbies or like you just miss this part of yourself, and I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced this, but I graduated and I felt like half of myself. I felt like I had lost a really big part of myself in undergrad in the pursuit of doing well in school, and that's all I had really cared about. So I think that is important. Okay, the next one. The next one's a really big one and was extremely eye-opening for me. And that was basically seeing that my worth was not tied to anything, that my worth was tied to the fact that I was a human being, and that by just being a being on this planet, that I was inherently worthy and that I did not have to do anything to prove my worth. And when I kind of like connected into that, that really, really changed everything for me, because for so long, and I think next I'm going to go into this a little bit more about perfectionism, but for so long, my worth was tied to all of these external things. My worth was tied to my appearance. If I was skinny enough, if my butt was big enough, if my clothes looked nice, if I looked pretty enough, if my grades were good enough, if I did good enough in the soccer game in high school, if I had enough friends, if people liked me, it was just tied to so much, so many external things, that really just realizing that was a huge game changer for me and was really important for me at that time, because I was feeling really, really bad about myself for not having some plan or some prestigious job yet. And that was because something I'd really tied my worth to, school and performing well, and that was over. And I didn't know what to do without it, because it'd been such a huge part of my worth that I felt like I was failing without having that thing to prove myself in. So the next one ties into that, and it was just deeply looking at my perfectionism and the ways that it showed up in my life, and possibly some of the ways that perfectionism could have manifested itself, or not manifested itself, but how it could have originated. And I already said some of the ways that it showed up in my life, where, you know, I had to have the perfect body and the perfect hair and, you know, a great GPA, and I was going to be a doctor, and like everyone, it was like so much external validation for things that were just really don't matter that much in the grand scheme of your life. And as far as kind of the how it originated piece, it was kind of, you know, looking at my family dynamic and looking at kind of the way I grew up and realizing that I use perfectionism as a coping strategy to feel safe when things in my life felt outside of my control, that with the way I grew up, things felt a little bit out of my control. And I felt like since my parents, I love you guys if you're listening, they didn't have the most prestigious career life. And we never felt, you know, extremely tight on money or anything, but they didn't really invest in that. I always had this complex of, I have to do really well in school. I have to compensate for them, and I have to hold everything together and figure it out all out on my own and do it perfectly because no one else is going to help me do it. And, you know, my parents were divorced too, and I split time in between houses, so I was always going back and forth, which made things feel a little bit unstable for me. And just with my parents, I always felt kind of like a mini adult, which also kind of played into my perfectionism of, I just started working really young and started paying for things really young, and just really had a lot of pressure on myself of, I've got to figure it out, I've got to succeed, I have to do it all on my own, and if anything gets messed up, it's all my fault. And that's kind of how I grew up. And, you know, I had the dream of going to UNC from the time I was 8 until, you know, I got in, I went there, and it was all, I don't think it was a bad dream. I'm glad I went there, and it was a good plan for, like, young Madeline. But a lot of it was tied into, you know, safety. Like, if I go to this great school and if I do really well, then, like, my life will be okay. I'll be safe. I'll be taken care of. My life will be comfortable, and I'll be safe. So that was a big thing for me, really looking at how parts of my family had kind of played into that, and just all the ways that perfectionism showed up in my life. And I think I talked about it on the episode that it wasn't this peaceful uncoupling with perfectionism. I'd known since the beginning of 2018 that I needed to break up with perfectionism because it was not going to work for me in my adult life. But it felt like it made me who I was, because it was why I strove so hard for things. It was why I worked so hard. And it was why I honestly took really good care of my appearance and worked out all the time. And I think all of those things, I feared that if I didn't have it, that everything would fall apart. That I wouldn't, it was like my safety blanket, and I didn't know how to let go of it. So another thing I'm just going to briefly touch on and do an episode later. I'm not going to really expand on it in this episode. But another thing that I looked into was my sexual shame. And, excuse me, I just need a little sip of water. So with looking at sexual shame for me, that to me really just meant like tracing back my first sexual experiences in high school and a lot of the messaging and bullying that I received then, and kind of how that carried into college and how that had carried into now, and kind of just realizing all the ways that I had been shamed in that regard, or not respected, or really just taken advantage of. And that was a really big thing for me, and kind of reclaiming my power in that regard. But yeah, I'm not going to expand on that too much now. Obviously, a very very juicy topic, and I plan to do an episode in the next couple months on my experience of sexual shame and empowerment and some of the shitty messages that we're giving to women around sex and slut shaming and all of those things, and kind of some of the aspects that helped me heal that shame along with other things. So yeah, I'm going to go to the next one for now. So the next thing for me that really changed during this time was me finding my spirituality. And I'd always, in a way, been spiritual, and I didn't really know what it was. Growing up, I'd always kind of believed that things happen for a reason. Both of my parents weren't religious, and I'd had kind of those inklings of, you know, karma, and things happen for a reason, and my parents really rejecting Christianity, which, if that is what you support, I welcome all religious views here. I'm just sharing my experience with spirituality. But I guess there had always been little breadcrumbs on what that would look like for me personally, because I believe that everyone's spirituality is really individual to them as a person. So for me, kind of finding a few different leaders kind of in the personal development world, the spirituality world, the yoga world, and seeing what spirituality could look like really made a big impact on me. And seeing that spirituality could be about the moon and about nature and about magic. And growing up, I'd always been really connected to the moon and nature, just living on the beach. And yeah, I grew up a huge Harry Potter nerd, so I'd always been really interested in magic. So seeing that spirituality could be the moon and the stars and astrology and magic and witches, and that it could be really whatever felt right for me. Could be, you know, just meditating with myself and having moon ritual. And yeah, I think that was a really big eye-opening moment for me, seeing that there was a place in spirituality for me and figuring out what my own spirituality meant to me. And it is something that I carry with me now every day, and every 2 weeks I'm doing my moon rituals. And if you guys don't know what those are, I'll do a podcast on that and plan on bringing some people on to talk about that too. So let me see. Okay, so one of the last lessons was a huge, huge, huge lesson for me. And it was about surrendering and trust. And before that, I was the type of person, before this year, before before college ended, I was the type of person that it was like, this is my plan, X, Y, Z, till Madeline gets married at like 28 and pops some kids out and has a comfortable job. Like, it'll be something medical, but I don't know what it'll be. And I'd always had a plan, and that was how I felt safe. I had no sense of trusting what was supposed to happen. I made things happen. I made what was supposed to happen. And there was no trusting or allowing in my vocabulary or my life. And that was a huge lesson for me. I can remember I was really sick in November. I was taking this antibiotic and my body just had like the worst reaction. And I was also just super anxious about the future and if I was leaving or not. And this antibiotic, it was like making me hallucinate. It was crazy, crazy town. And yeah, I was just really, really having a hard time. And I can remember that I got in the bathtub and it was just like this word just like came to me, and it was just like the soft like voice of just surrender, surrender. And honestly, in that moment, in like tons of pain from being like sick and having this bad reaction, I just had kind of no choice but to surrender. And in that moment, it kind of just allowed me to really just drop into things and drop into how I was feeling and really just let go of the outcome, just to let go and really step into the fact of, you know, like, I could never leave the Outer Banks. I may be doing this forever. Can I go here? Can I sit with this? Can I surrender to this? I may never feel better. Can I go here? Can I sit with this? Can I surrender to the possibility of this? And then also working with trust, of trusting that something will change, that I will have guidance, that I will know the next step eventually. And yeah, it's a difficult balance, but I think learning to surrender was a really big part of this process, and something that I had no idea how to do before this. And yeah, I think surrendering has really changed everything, and it's still a practice that I kind of go back to now instead of trying to control things or getting angry about things that I can't control. Just really stepping back and, you know, allowing yourself to feel when something is horrible, feeling the sadness, the frustration, the pain of whatever you're experiencing, but also just that release that comes with feeling all of that and not having to change it, not having to solve it, just feeling all of that and just letting it go. So I think that was a really big source of learning for me, was surrendering to the not knowing and learning to kind of trust the way my life was going. And a lot of these things I did not master. They were just kind of the start of these lessons coming into my life. I would say in 2019, I had to work with trusting my intuition and trusting the path of my life a lot more than I did now. I was just having these kind of intuitive hits with this time off about these things. And then in 2019, when I was kind of more mobile, you could say, that was when I really had to put these tools more into practice. And the last lesson that I kind of wanted to end off on was, it's kind of the overarching theme of this whole process that happened in 2018. But it was committing to knowing myself as a person inside and out. And that was a really big piece of it. And it was doing that learning independently and also working with a therapist, but just really diving in, like taking personality tests, wanting to know, you know, my whole astrological chart, wanting to know my human design, wanting to just know every part of myself and like my past and my present and what my future looked like. And I think that made a really big difference, especially now and just in 2019, applying a lot of what I'd known about myself. Because when you know yourself inside and out, you know how to make decisions that are good for you, and you're not as affected by other people's perception of you because you know you. And you're not going to be swayed on you being too anxious or not fun or a failure because someone else says it, or a mean person if you know that you are not any of those things. So I think that's really important. And when you know yourself on a really deep level, you really begin to love yourself. Really love yourself. Because you see how different and how unique you are, and love and appreciate other people for how different and unique they are. So I think kind of knowing yourself and why you do the things you do, and just learning about yourself as a person, is a really big part of this process. So yeah, I guess the episode wasn't too much shorter, but yeah, I'm so happy to have shared these lessons with you guys. I really enjoyed recording this, really had fun recording this, and I hope you guys enjoy it too. I might do a lessons kind of application-y episode for 2019 too. We will see. But yeah, I hope you guys have a beautiful Valentine's Day filled with so much love. So much love. I'm going to get little heart earrings, little heart dangle earrings, and like heart-shaped red glasses, and wear all red on Friday. So I hope you're going that hard for Valentine's Day like I am. Because why not celebrate love? It is the most important thing in the whole entire world, in our whole entire lives. So yeah, and speaking of love, I hope you guys loved this episode. And I love you. Thank you guys so much. And I can't wait for you to hear this episode. And I'm saying this, but you obviously already heard it. Hear next week's episode. All right. Love you guys. Bye.